This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
That's enough for a Rebel. First down. Jason on the carry and picks up a yard. Brings up third down and goal.
Oh, the sounds of high school football are on the air and online.
Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house. And he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Laramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped, returned by Fort Laramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! Breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats the man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores. One touchdown right after another all night long.
Oh, my goodness. Outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space down the near sideline. Gets a block at the 40. Goes to the 50. Senior's blue shirts in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, what, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Zini's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the big high school football game of the week.
Here is the play of the game. It's Zach Osborne over left guard. Meets resistance. Bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne.
This is Scores Broadcast. .com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you high school football fans. It's a Division VI high school playoff game tonight from Monroe High School Stadium, Fighting Hornet Field. Anna 9-3, 5-3 in fourth place in the Midwest Athletic Conference versus Cincinnati Country Day, 11-1 and unbeaten champs in the Miami Valley Conference. Anna, a 3 seed in the Southwest region of Division VI, is the visiting club on the far side of the stadium here at Monroe, and Country Day, the number 2 seed, is down below us on the home side. This is a beautiful 5,000 seat stadium just off Route 63 on the northwest corner of the community of Monroe. The artificial turf only 3 to 4 years old. Scoreboard sits beyond the end zone to the north. And we are some 30 rows high in a large 30-seat press box parked right on the 45-yard line. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. And we expect a good game, a high-scoring game. It may take 40 points to win it. Country Day against a schedule lighter than Anna's, averaging 45 points a game, giving up 21. Anna, 33 points a game, allowing just 16. Keep in mind, the three Anna setbacks came to Marion Local, Coldwater, and Minster, who have combined for 33 wins this year in 36 contests. Cincinnati Country Day's only loss was week 4 to Cincinnati College Prep, 50-42. That's the college prep team that beat Fort Laramie 18-7 in a game we covered last Friday night from Finneytown here on scoresbroadcast.com. Nick Marino, 10 years, head coach at Anna, has done a great job. He has really brought this team along extremely well. 4-game win streak overlapping the end of the regular season and the playoffs. And Dennis Coyle, 6th-year head coach at Country Day, longtime assistant at Cincinnati St. Xavier, before that coached at the Country Day School down in Savannah, Georgia for 10 years. And this Country Day program was in a state of flux 6-7 years ago. Was there going to be football? Maybe, maybe not. And Coach Coyle's leadership has enabled Country Day to come back mighty strong. Outstanding campaign here this season. 11 victories, one setback. And Cincinnati Country Day has reeled off a grand total of 8 straight triumphs. 11-1 on the campaign. We'll return with more from here at Monroe in just a few minutes. We're going to take a few commercial breaks. Thanks so much to our great sponsors. It's playoff time in high school football on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hello, once again. It is Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding filling in for Chuck McBee tonight. We are here at Monroe. Beautiful stadium, seats 5,000. Anna on the gridiron down to her left in the road, white with green piping, green trim. Cincinnati Country Day to our right. White headgear, blue shirts, blue pants, white numbers. Should be a high-scoring game here this evening. And that brings us to our Francis Schulze pregame segment. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements for these two teams tonight. Key building components for sure. Yes, the two teams score extremely well. I think it may come down to a few defensive stops. How well Country Day slows down Osborne, feature running back for Anna. How well Anna slows down Thomas, a 4,000-yard career rusher at Country Day. The club that does the better job on defense, gets a few stops, forces a few more punts, may very well win this game. There will be a lot of passing. Which team protects the passer better? That, too, a key building component. And those are the big components of this game tonight, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Francis Schulze, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks so much to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, on the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge Wealth Management. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. 518-1776, Wisebridge. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp., member FINRA, SIPC, Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. I'd like to remind you that we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. It's truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We now offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza at Schaefer Market. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie. And a proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Thank you very much. Team captains, midfield, engaging in the coin toss. Can't decipher who won the toss. It looks to me like Country Day may very well be receiving here to start the game. Anna Rockets kicking off. I don't know if I've read it properly or not. Yep, Country Day. Thought I saw the receiving mechanic being given by the official. Anna will boot to launch this contest in about 15 minutes or so as both teams head back to the locker rooms. Great night for high school football. Temperature falling through the 50s. No chance of rain. Cloudy skies overhead. Anna fans filling in across the way here at Monroe Stadium on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, Nick Marino is in year number 10 as head coach at Anna. He's done a splendid job here in 2024, molding his team into a great end of the season and playoff run. Rockets now 9-3 on the campaign, winners of four in a row over Fort Recovery, Parkway, Lima Perry, and Purcell Marion. And the team is in tip-top shape as well here in October, November. Aside from a few bumps and bruises, the Anna squad is in excellent playing condition.
Nice four-game win streak, building momentum, overlapping into the year and the playoffs, and the club is healthy. That's extremely important.
Yeah, we came out of the league schedule healthy, so that's important, and starting to play pretty well, clicking together pretty well with the we've probably gotten healthier the last 4 weeks overall, so that's a good thing, and really enjoyed getting a few good playoff wins and getting ready for this next one.
Offensive and defensive lines continue to get the job done.
Yeah, I think we're doing a nice job on the offensive line. You got, you know, three seniors stepping up there doing a good job, as well as Colton Hanksler stepping in and doing a good job, and Jackson Billings. So those three seniors, there were Nolan Howe. He's been, you know, consistent at center all year. His cousin, it's funny, we got three cousins on the line. So you got Nolan, and then you got Nolan Wilt at right tackle doing a really good job, and then Gage Hildebrand as well.
Yeah, Ofterhauer and Wilt continue to rack up the sacks and tackles for loss.
Yeah, and Noah's doing a great job at linebacker. He's set a season record for our club, which, you know, we set in 19, and he's done a great job of breaking that in 13 games. And then him and Nolan are actually tied for the most tackles for loss in career history for this program. So we've been getting on him. Somebody's got to set that record a little higher. So,
and the defense is making picks. Your pass defense here in the playoffs, outstanding.
Yeah, we played well in the secondary. You know, we've had multiple interception games the last 2 weeks, so that's good to see, and those guys are playing with a lot of confidence.
Zach Osborne, boy, he's a bruiser, and he accepts the bruises pretty well. How does he remain so healthy as much as he is used?
He takes care of himself, but you know, he's a tough kid. He runs it up in there hard, you know, and then he plays linebacker too. So get a little bit on both sides of the ball, but you know, it's good small division high school football, and you got to be able to do that.
A stat I like about him so much is 10 yards per reception, and probably what, six of those yards after catch?
Yeah, probably most of those are yards after catch. We send him downfield a little bit, but you know, mostly he's catching the ball on a swing route, so he does a good job of catching the ball on that in some screen game and getting yards after catch.
Shappy completing two-thirds of his passes. He's gotten better and better during his senior year and over his career.
Yes, he has. You know, and takes care of the football pretty well, makes good decisions. So, been doing a good job with that. He's now set the career passing record at Anna too. So, got a couple guys that have done some pretty good things with stats. But, you know, we got to get on to a good ball club here, looking at Cincinnati Country Day, and they're a good ball club. So, got to play well against them.
Speaking of Country Day, head coach Dennis Coyle talks about your offense and the fact that you've got a lot of window dressing to it. What's he talking about specifically?
We motion and do a lot of different things, but there's a lot of things going on, and it looks different, but you know, you still got your base plays just like everybody does. So kind of similar in that aspect. We're trying to get the ball in different guys' hands and kind of make people defend the whole field.
Sure. Cincy Country Day probably better offensively than on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, their offense has put up really good stats. Got a running back, number six, has ran the ball really well and is explosive. You can't give him a crease or he could take it. And then they got a couple good receivers that have really stood out, and their quarterback's a good ball player too. So got to take care of those guys, and you know, they look well coached up on the line as well.
And how does Country Day's offense resemble yours here at Anna?
Similar in the fact that you'll see a lot of similar plays. And I guess you get a good running back and a good O-line doing a good job. So those are similarities, and the good receivers as well. So looking at number seven is their jet guy, and he's pretty fast. So we got to make sure we take care of that and look for reverses. And I see them doing a nice job of setting things up throughout a game plan. So they'll run something a couple times, and then they'll bring off the trick play off it kind of deal. So
sure. Special teams is so important, especially at playoff time, and a rounding into shape in that department.
Yeah, played well in special teams overall. We had one miscue a couple weeks ago against Perry, but other than that, special teams have played well. We've had a couple block punts in the playoffs, so that's been good to get after people up front a little bit.
What does Anna fine-tune between weeks 12 and 13 of the season?
I think we really got to be crisp on tackling on the perimeter. You're going to see some screen game out there, and they're going to try to do a little screen and go. So you got to be ready for those things and playing disciplined football in the back half, especially with a quarterback that can beat you with his arm, you know, with a balanced ball club that can beat you on the run and the pass.
Words of Anna Rockets head coach Nick Marino, whose club won a state title in 2019. This Country Day program was at nearly rock bottom several years ago, went 2-7 in Coach Dennis Coyle's first year at the head of the Country Day football program, 0-6 in year number two, and since then, the Country Day football program has been on a roll, 7-3, 10-2, 12-1, right now 11-1. The seniors on this Country Day team have racked up 40 wins total over the last 4 years. Quite an achievement. Coach Coyle, in year number six, has led his club to 8 straight triumphs here in 2024. Only setback came back on September 13th at the hands of Cincinnati College Prep, 50-42.
That's our first loss in 2 years in the regular season. It was only our second loss in 3 seasons in the regular season. So our kids aren't used to losing in the regular season. And I think coming in every Saturday morning and watching film, when you lose, there's a little more attention to detail. when you win, sometimes there's a little giggling, a little joking around, and it's a little more playful when you watch the film, and you can learn that way. But I think sometimes you need to lose to really learn and to grow. And I think that helped our team to move forward. And I was worried the next week how our kids were going to respond, but they responded great, and they've went out and worked hard and got us to the point where we are, that we get to play a great Anna team this Friday and see where we are. Because I can tell you, I coached in the GCL for a long time, and I didn't know anything about smaller schools, and I didn't know much about the MAC. And I see the MAC as a small version of the GCL, just really good football. And I would say it's probably one of the best conferences in all of America. And just the teams I've seen and watching the film, they're just really well coached. Their kids play really hard. And I'm excited about the opportunity to measure up and see how we compete with them.
Cincinnati Country Day, quarterback Elijah Gutman is a senior, first-year starter. You throw the ball a little more than in the past. Don't run it quite as much. Talk about your offensive schemes, formations, and what Gutman and other offensive skill players bring to the table for Cincinnati Country Day.
Well, one of the things that has allowed us to be successful this year is we truly have four or five guys on offense that we can distribute the ball to. The last couple of years we've been one-dimensional, and it's been quarterback runs and tailback runs, and people knew that. And every once in a while we'd throw a play-action pass in, but we'd only throw for about 1,000 yards on the season. So people could really load up the box and stop our run. This year, when you look at our wide receivers, I think Bryce Snell, Thomas Huckabee, and Brandon Prophet are as good as anyone in Division VI throughout the state. I think all three of them are all-state caliber wide receivers. They're all a little bit undersized. When you see them out on the field, they're not big guys, but they all have some good athleticism and are good route runners. And Elijah does a great job distributing the ball to them. If you look at it, I mean, all three of them have over 500, 600 yards, and two of them are approaching that 1,000-yard mark. And then on top of that, you have Lee Thomas, who has rushed for over 1,500 yards the last 2 years. He has 4,000 yards in his career rushing, and he's a great featured back for us. And my son Ryan and our offensive line really just hammer up front from him. Lucas Donahue, Patrick Grimage. Patrick Grimage and my son Ryan have started every game for 4 years on offense and defense, Ironman football, and very rarely come out of the game. And you think of Patrick, the linemen go unsung. To think of a kid in high school to start as a freshman, and at the time he is probably around 200 pounds, and he played Mike linebacker. To play center and Mike linebacker your freshman through junior year, and then this year he's went to center and defensive line. But to start both sides of the ball and never have to miss for an injury is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And him and Ryan have done that for 4 years, and I couldn't be prouder of the two of them. But offensively, we're multiple. We'll line up in a pistol formation and run power football and toss sweep and counter. But we'll also go 4 and 5 wide and throw the ball around. So I think when you watch our offense, it's very similar to watching most of college and pro teams that are out there.
How about a quick synopsis of Cincinnati Country Day on defense?
On defense, our base is a 4-3 cover 2, but we roll down and we'll bring our strong safety into the box a lot. And sometimes it looks like a 4-4. Sometimes it's a 4-3, and we just sort of roll down then cover 3. But we're going to, if we're a team running the ball, we're going to have an 8-man box most of the time. And if a team's throwing the ball, we're going to be back in cover 2 more often. So we're not a penetrating blitzing team. We're nothing like Anna. Anna blitzes every play. They're all over the place, and they do a great job with it out of the 30 stack, which is very similar to what we did at St. X. For a lot of years, that's not our philosophy here. We try to create a picket fence. We want to create a wall of defenders, and we really focus on gap control and guys filling their gaps. And we're actually very simple defensively, and we just try to use really good technique and have our kids play hard.
You've alluded to Anna. What do you expect from the Rockets in this game tonight against Cincinnati Country Day?
I can say offensively, we're very similar. They have a lot more window dressing. They're a little bit more sophisticated. We're a simple version of their offense. They're going to do a lot more motions and movements and moving their backfield around. I think I had 90 different formations or sets that they used in the games that we had on them, which is the most I've had since we played in the Elite Eight against Athens Academy down in Georgia, which they had like 120. So they do a lot of things in terms of the window dressing, but their plays are pretty basic. And it's a matter of our kids getting through the window dressing and making their keys and doing what they're supposed to do. And they're also, they're a really physical football team. Their running back number 31 is a physical, bruising type of runner. And we'll see if our kids are up to the task of tackling him. And the quarterback throws the ball well, and they have some good receivers. So our defense will have our work cut out for them. And defensively, I really like what they do. Their front is very similar to what we did at St. X when we won a state championship in 2005, where they're usually bringing five. At St. X, we'd always start with four, and then we'd go to five if we needed to, and if we needed to, we'd go to six. Whereas they pretty much bring five most of the time from what I've seen, and they're really aggressive, and they do a nice job with all their stunting and looping, and quite honestly, we don't see a lot of that, and they do a good job of disguising it. And I've never seen anyone do the secondary. They go five straight across, 10 yards off the ball, even against run formations. And those kids roll down. They have their multiple coverages out of it where it's a cover two or a cover three or an inverted cover two, and they do a good job disguising it. So we're going to have to read that and make the correct reads, and we're going to have to make sure that we get hats on them for those guys who are coming down the box. Because the thing I like, their five DBs remind me of my son, who's a defensive back who comes down and likes to hit you, and all five of those kids will come down and hit you. So we're going to have to make sure we account for them.
Cincinnati Country Day head coach Dennis Coyle, who's in year number six. His team won the grade division of the Miami Valley Conference this fall, 5-0 record in the gray, 11-1 by way of record total, entering this game here tonight against Anna. Second place team in the MVC grade division, St. Bernard Elmwood Place, is playing Coldwater tonight in Division Six. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game next Friday night at a neutral site in a D6 regional final contest. That would be next Friday. And should Anna win this game tonight, we no doubt will be covering that game next Friday night between Anna and the winner of Coldwater. St. Bernard Elmwood Place Cavaliers are the king-sized favorite. We've got starting lineups, opening kickoff up next. Jack Kramer with Derek Olding here at Monroe. Anna Rockets Country Day Division 6 Regional Semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anna's Alex Shappy preparing to kick off from the north to the south here at Monroe Stadium. No wind tonight to speak of, hardly a breeze. Air is still. Stadium runs north-south, temperature dropping through the 50s into the 40s. No chance of rain, cloudy skies overhead, although it's jet black cloudy skies up above here right now. Beautifully lit stadium, playing surface, artificial turf, only 3-4 years old. Good Anna crowd across the way. Anna, the number 3 seed, the visiting team here tonight against Cincinnati Country Day, the number 2 seed. Opening kickoff to start the game is boomed by Shappy down to the 11. Return by Lee Thomas. He's the feature running back for Country Day, and he hustles up the near hash to the 20, and Anna plants a blow on him right there at the 21-yard line. Short return, first and 10 for Country Day. Led by quarterback Elijah Gutman, 6'1", 175, and a senior. Feature tailback Lee Thomas, 5'10", 185. He has got very good speed, and he will spring it to the outside if there's no hole up front. Three wides to the right for Gutman on the first play from scrimmage. He's in the spread, a pistol formation, only about 3.5-4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He looks right, throws 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Yes, it's caught on the play by Thomas Huckleby, and he sprints ahead up to the 25, dumped right there. Tackle made by Clay Cummins of Anna. Pickup of 4, second down and 6 for Country Day at their own 25. The wideouts are Bryce Snell, 6'1", 160, a senior. Brandon Prophet, 5'9", 165, a senior. Ryan Coyle, 5'9", 180, a senior. And Huckleby, about whom I just spoke, 5'5", 150, and a freshman. He'll run the jet sweep occasionally. And here is an aborted play by Country Day in the offensive backfield. It was a wide lateral to the right. It's on the ground. Anna with the recovery at the 16-yard line and run back down the field inside the 10 to the 9. Anna Rockets have it, goal to go. We were running down the Cincinnati Country Day offense when Anna gained the football, and Anna was on the offense as Nolan Howell picked up the loose ball, the fumble, and he raced back down inside the 10, forward progress at about the 7.5 officially. That's where Anna starts, first down and 10 with Alex Shappy at quarterback, Zach Osborne behind him. Two tight ends employed and first and 10. It's Osborne outside right tackle. Oh, he springs it wide. He's got an alley. He charges to the 2, the 1, over, touchdown. What a start for Anna. Big turnover by Country Day. Suffering through some jitters on the second play from scrimmage. Country Day turns it over on Anna's first play from scrimmage. From 8 yards away, Zach Osborne punches it in. Clay Cummins on for the PAT for the green and white. My goodness, we played 54 seconds. Anna 6, Country Day nothing. All important kick upcoming. Anna tries to inch on top, 7-zip. Good snap, good hold. Boot by Cummins. Yes, sir. Right down Main Street. He nails it. Anna 7, Country Day nothing. Less than 1 minute into this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Ensuing kickoff by Alec Chappie is a good one. It's got some lift on it, some height. It's caught by Thomas down at the 12, and he cuts back up the near hash mark over the 20 to about the 21 or 22, almost identical to the initial kickoff to start the game by Anna, 10-yard return, and Country Day starts just beyond its own 20, trailing 7-0. Having run just two plays on offense, the second a fumble recovered by Nolan Howell. Osborne powered in from 8 yards away. Cummins' kick was good. Anna's on the board first, 7-0. Big turnover by Country Day. On first down, Gutman throws behind the line, way out into the flat, caught there by Snell, 4 yards behind the line, and he's dumped immediately. Forward progress to the 20. It goes for a negative 2. Second down and 12 for Country Day. We played 90 seconds in this game. Anna kicked off Rockets' lead early, 7-0, thanks to the big miscue by Country Day. Here's the quarterback, Gutman, rolling left, looking. He throws back against the grain. It is low on the ground, intended for profit at the 23, and he can't scoop it. No good, incomplete. Third down and a dozen to go for Country Day, which features Patrick Ramage, a senior, 6'1", 285 at center. The guards, Jude Ratterman, senior, 5'10", 200, and Will Robinson, junior, 6'2", 200. Tackles, Jack Monroe, a senior, 6'3", 200-pounder, and Lucas Donahue, 6'2", 245, a junior. And the tight end is Reed Horton, 6'3", 190, a senior. Big possession down, third and long for Country Day. Retreating to throw, Gutman. Oh, he's got nervous feet. Dances around in the pocket, and he throws it right to an Anna player at the 20-yard line. And the Rockets return it down the far sideline. 10-5, touchdown. Anna in the lead, 13-0, and we played less than 2 minutes. Pick six, Anna in front, 13-0. Momentarily, we will capture for you who made that interception. Nolan Howell, the first fumble recovery for Anna. Here, the interception returned, about 20 yards for the score. Cummins on for the second straight PAT try by him in less than 2 minutes, would you believe it? And Anna kicked off to start the game. Anna 13, Country Day nothing. Extra point try, but Cummins is hooking to the left. Does it stay inside the post? It does. Couple of feet inside the left upright. Kick by Cummins, good. Anna 14, Country Day nothing. 10-12 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, it was no Ofterhauer for Anna, who made the interception at the 20. He scooted into pay dirt for Anna's second touchdown in the first 2 minutes of this game. Rockets in front by a score of 14-0. And we've got 9:40 to play in the opening stanza. Another kickoff by Alex Chappie of Anna down to the 10. Run back by Huckleby to about the 24. And the first two plays from scrimmage here for Country Day, a jet sweep to the right and an incompletion to the left, net a total of one. It was Huckleby on the scamper around at right end, and then a throw to Coyle in the left flat was on the ground. So it is third down and 9 for Country Day from the Country Day 25-yard line. Here's Gutman in the pocket with time. Looks, fires to a receiver near hash mark. It is caught at the 31, hauled in on the play by Prophet, and he dashes to the 35-36. First and 10 for Country Day. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Here is a flat pass behind the line to Thomas. He catches at the 34-yard line. Line of scrimmage was the 36. I may have misspoken. It was at the 36. Thomas caught the flat pass and zipped down the near sideline, got a key block at the 40, and he hustled his way to the 47, a pickup of 11. First and 10 for Country Day, which is in a hurry-up, high-octane offense, no huddle to the line of scrimmage in a jiffy. Here's a flat pass by the quarterback. It is no good. Missing Huckleby is the QB Gutman, and we have a penalty after the last play was completed, 5 yards against Country Day. So it is going to be first and 15. The penalty occurred during the play, so eliminate that first down of no gain. So it's now first and 15 after the 5 yard walk off against Country Day. First and 15 from the 42. Hand off to Thomas up the middle, weaving, puts his head down, and he generates 5 to the 47. Nice tackle by Ofterhauer. He has shined so far in this game through the first 3 minutes. Here is Thomas. He's the bull. Good ball carrier, offensive backfield for Country Day, right up the gut. He's met head-on, shy of the 50. Mark for play at the 49. Line to gain on third down as they end of 43. Here's Gutman back to throw. We have got either offside against Anna or illegal motion against Country Day. A pre-snap penalty, and it is on Country Day. 8:28 to go here in the first quarter. Anna 14 and Country Day nothing. Anna scoring on an Osborne 8-yard run with 11:06 to go in the first, and on a 20-yard interception run into the end zone by Ofterhauer with 10:20 to go in the first. It is now third down and close to 15 yards to go for Country Day. Gutman play action. Rolling right. Throws back against the grain. Middle of the field. Caught at the 48. Small pickup, though. A good 8 or 9 short of the first down as Gutman hit Huckleby. In there on the tackle for the Anna Rockets was Wilt. And no choice here for Country Day but to punt it away. Fourth down and just too many yards to go. In punt formation is the booter for Country Day, who is Lee Thomas. And he sends a spiral down the right side of the field. It is heading toward the boundary. It hits at the Anna 34, takes an Anna hop back to the 35. Boy, net yardage of not much more than 20 or so. On the kick by Country Day, and it's first and 10 for Anna at the Rockets 35. 7:37 to go in the first. 14-0, Anna in the lead already. And Anna has run just one play from scrimmage, and that was an 8-yard run to the end zone by Osborne. 14-zip lead in the offense has just generated a single play so far. Here's a flat pass by Anna. Well done at the 36-yard line. Caught on the play by Osborne. Osborne gets a block. There he goes speeding to the right sideline to the 45, the 50. And he is jarred out of bounds at the 45. It was Osborne who threw a block. Ofterhauer on the catch. And the play for Anna goes for about 20. First and 10 Rockets. Country Day 45. Anna in the lead, 14-0. We played 5 minutes here in the opening period. Alex Shappy, 4 yards behind the line. Quick drop. Fires a bullet. 5 yards downfield of the 40. It's snared. And a 2-yard run after the catch. It was Alex Shappy to Aaron. Plus 6 on the play to the 39. Tackle made by Coyle of Country Day. Second down, 4 to go for Anna. Ball marked for play at the Country Day 39 near hash mark. 2 receivers far left. Osborne alongside the quarterback Shappy. Fake to Osborne. Oh, Shappy's in hot water back behind the line of scrimmage. He avoids a sack. He puts his head down and lurches to the 39. No gain. Third down and 4 for Anna. 6:22 to go opening quarter. 14-0 Rockets in the lead. Line to gain the 35. Ball marked for play at the Country Day 39. Let's see what the Rockets do here. Country Day may be taking a timeout. Substitution. One player off, another player on. This Country Day football roster is about 29 total, 25 dressing for this contest tonight. A couple, 3 injuries. So it's a thin roster. Of course, Anna's experienced players go both ways, 8 or 9 of them, and virtually everybody goes both ways, offense and defense, for Country Day. Motion to the left. Shappy looks left, fires, numbers, far sideline, caught, line of scrimmage, and the receiver makes a man miss, and he stays on his feet, picks his way down to the 35. It's Ofterhauer, caught around the ankles at the 33-yard line by Snell. Play good enough for a first down. It picks up 6 or 7. First and 10 Rockets, 33 of Country Day. 5:50 left to go here in the opening period. Anna 14, Country Day nothing. Alex Shappy, 2 backs in the offensive backfield. And he fakes the handoff to Osborne. Shappy keeps. Oh, he's got a wide open lane up the middle. Look at Shappy bolt. He totes the football to the 20. Stays on his feet, journeys to the 15, the 10, nipped from behind at the 9-yard line of Country Day. Goal to go for Anna. 5.5 to play in the first. Rockets already in front, 14-0, having kicked off to start the game. Nighthawks try to stand tall and resist Anna. which tries to sweep to the right. It's Osborne. He's back behind the line of scrimmage, turns it upfield at the 12, the 10, driving hard, and he fires down to about the 3-yard line. He's flattened right there. Goal to go, and a second down from the Country Day 3. 4:56 to go here in the opening quarter. And a 14, Country Day nothing. We may be approaching a running clock score sometime in the second quarter of this game. Who knows? Obviously, though, it does not come into effect until the second half. Here is Anna dealing the ball. Chappie, Osborne, he's got a crevice, left guard and tackle, and he powers over. Touchdown, Anna. Rockets on top, 20 to zip. 4:33 to go, opening period. Another PAT try for Clay Cummins coming up. He hit his first two. Ball will be spotted at the 10. Up Country Day now down by 3 scores. May have to abandon some of the running game, which was a key component of its plan tonight with Lee Thomas. But who knows, it may be Gutman back in the pocket, scrambling around virtually every play now as Cummins tacks on the extra point. He drills it right through. And a 21, Country Day nothing. 4.5 to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Here is the kickoff by Alex Chappie of Anna. It's down to Huckleby at the 10-yard line. Thomas Huckleby up the numbers near side. Veers toward the middle of the field. Hash mark, he's at the 20, and he speeds his way to the 24. Knocked off his pins right there. Country Day first and 10 at the Country Day 24-yard line. 4:21 to go here in the first quarter. Anna has jumped on top. 21 to nothing. Rockets in the lead. It was a touchdown jaunt to the end zone by Osborne. 8-yarder with 11:06 to go in the first. 20-yard interception run into the end zone by Ofterhauer with 10:20 left in the opening quarter. And the last touchdown by Anna. And Osborne gallop around right end from 9 away. And we got a penalty, a major one, coming up here against Anna before Country Day's first play from scrimmage to kick off this drive. 15-yarder unsportsmanlike conduct against Anna. First and 10 Country Day at the 38. And here is Thomas trying to explode between right guard and tackle for Country Day. And he shoves a tackler to the 41, the 42, goes down right there. Gutman firing behind the line, 2 or 3 yards, into the right flat to Snell. Snell angles toward the sideline at the 45, bumped out of bounds at about the 47 of Anna. Keith Holman put a shoulder into him right there for the Rockets. Third down, 2 to go for a first down for Country Day at about the 47 of the team in blue, and running it is Thomas. He puts his head down and smashes for a couple to the 49-yard line. First and 10 for Country Day. Ball marked for play a yard short of the 50. Anna on top early, 21-0. Yep, you heard me right. 21-0 Anna in the first 8 minutes of this game. Senior QB Gutman, big drop, throwing middle of the field. It's a deep post pattern. Receiver's got it at the 30. Oh, he dropped it. In the hands of the intended receiver, Snell downfield right in the middle of the gridiron. He had it on the dead run and coughed it up. He was between Anna's safeties. Hey, a broken tackle right there after a catch, and he's got six. But the ball was mishandled. Second down and 10, Country Day at the 49. Here's the quarterback, Gutman, fakes to Thomas. Goes way back behind the line, throws a flare into the right flat. Yes, it's caught on the play by Prophet at the 47. Look at him go down the far sideline in front of the Anna bench. 45-40, upset at about the 36-yard line of Anna. Well done on the play by Country Day. Gutman to throw again, right in the middle of the gridiron. He throws to Horton, his tight end, and it hits him right in the chest. He hangs on at the 32 and falls forward to the Anna 30. Gain of six on the play. No, the ball hit the ground, fell harmlessly to the turf. Incompletion is deemed by the officials. So it's second and 10, Country Day at the Anna 37. Gutman to Thomas. He tries to swerve outside left tackle, cuts it back, reverses his field, and he is knocked down for a yard loss at the 37 of Anna. Good tackle in there by the green and white, as making the stop was Howell, assisted by Paul Masano, who came up to greet the runner. And now Country Day confronts a third and 11 at the Anna 38 with 2:32 to go first quarter. Anna 21, Country Day nothing. Country Day's Gutman has three men in the offensive backfield. He works for the pistol. Hands off on the play to Thomas. He's got a gaping hole. He surges to the 30, stays on his feet. And he's finally caught at the 24 of Anna. Rocket saved a touchdown. It was Paul Masano. Good play by him. First and 10, Country Day. Hand off to Thomas. Cuts it back in the hole at the 24. And he knifes to about the 22, second down and 8. After Hauer on the hit for Anna. Final 2 minutes, opening stanza. 21-0, Rockets in the lead. Country Day has a line to gain of the 15. Ball marked for play at the 23. Second down, 8. Pistol formation. Here is Thomas. He does not receive the handoff, and then Gutman miscommunicates with his wide receiver and heaves it down near the pylon at the goal line, but it's well off the mark, out of bounds. The receiver, Coyle, had cut back toward the field of play. Third down, 8 for Country Day at the 22 of Anna. Clock stopped on the incompletion. 1:37 to go. Opening period, 21-0 Anna. Rockets have just run a handful of plays, half dozen or so, in this game, and lead by three touchdowns. Third down play, Gutman rolling right. He throws to a receiver. Oh, broken up. Fine defensive play. Well done by the Rockets. I think that was Ofterhauer, who sprinted hard in front of Horton, who was downfield at the 16 with a catch there. And a short run after catch, he gets the first. But Ofterhauer broke it up as he angled in front of the receiver. Ball telegraphed by the QB Gutman. And now Country Day has a 4th and 8. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 23. Anna 21, Country Day nothing. Late first quarter, 90 seconds to go. Here's Gutman in the pocket. He throws near hash mark. It's low on the ground. It might not have been a first down anyway had it been caught. It's low, and it's not reeled in by the receiver, Coyle, incompletion. Anna takes over at the Rockets 23. So the offense for Country Day stalls. Anna with some good defensive plays in the secondary at the tail end of that drive. And Anna comes to the line of scrimmage at its own 23, already in front by three scores. Two receivers to the right. Alex Chappie at the helm. He runs the show. The senior quarterback has Osborne there with him. Also in the offensive backfield is Roberts. Here is Chappie handing off on the play to Osborne. Osborne dropped it. It is on the turf at the 22 or 23. Who's got the football? I think Country Day. Yep. Country Day on the recovery. Good jarring hit by Ramaj, defensive lineman for Country Day. Forced Anna to lose it. It was muffed. The handoff was clean, but the contact was pretty strong, and Ramaj forced the fumble. Recovery, Country Day at the Anna 24-yard line. A minute 23 to go here in the first. Anna 21, Country Day nothing. Country Day getting its offense on the field here for first and 10. It's imperative that Country Day punches this in to make it a ball game. Snap back to the QB, Gutman. Here's a fake, then a flat pass. In open space, it's Huckleby at the 26. He puts his head down, runs down to the 22, 21. There's a late hit by Anna out of bounds. Personal foul against the Rockets. Major step-off upcoming. We'll take the football down to around the 10-yard line. A minute 15 to go here in the first. 21-0 Anna, but Country Day now, as a result of the fumble recovery and the penalty, will set up shop. Goal to go right at the Anna 10. Ball placed on the near hash. Pistol formation for the QB, Gutman. He lines up about 3.5-4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Man in motion left. Gutman rolling left. Here's a handoff behind the line of scrimmage to Thomas. Around the left end, he scurries. He's at the 7-5. Stays on his feet. 2-1. Over. Touchdown. Lee Thomas cracks in from 10 yards away. Touchdown, Country Day, to make it 21-6. Well, we predicted a very high-scoring tilt. And we've got four touchdowns in the first 11 minutes of this game. How about that? Extra point try upcoming here for Country Day to make it a 21-7 contest late in the first. The boot is airborne. It's to the right, but it is inside the right post. It's made. The kick is good. And it's 21-7, Anna by 14 over Country Day. 62 seconds to go, first quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Leon Hall for Country Day, who converted the extra point, just tried an onside kick of sorts. Anna covers it up at the Rockets 42. Leon Hall, by the way, a sophomore, 6'1", 155, is the son a former Michigan star and former Bengal, Leon Hall. You may remember him. He played defensive back for the Cincinnati Bengals and at the U of M. Anna Possession leading 21-7 as Anna just gave up a short field score. Rockets fumbled it. And Country Day went away on a short drive of 25 yards or so. Nice run, but Thomas around the left side to make it a 21-6 game. Hall kicked the extra point through to make it 21-7. Final half minute here in the first period. Anna runs for five on first down. It was Chappie keeping. We got men in motion in the offensive backfield. No flags. Here's a run around the right end by Anna. It's blocked well. 50, 45. It is Aaron Chappie on the end around. He has spun down at the 41 by Huckleby. First and 10 Rockets, 41 of Country Day. Clock running, 17, 16, 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 21-7 Anna. And Rockets, had they not fumbled the football, might be sitting on a 21-zip cushion. And the first quarter closes out. Scoreboard reads zero time remaining. That's it. We played one here at Monroe. Anna Rockets in a Division VI regional semifinal high school football game here in southwestern Ohio. Lead Country Day 21-7 after the initial period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
As we open the second quarter here at Monroe, Zach Osborne lugs the football around the left end. Hard-nosed effort by him as he cracks downfield for 11. He's got the first down. Ball marked for play at the Country Day 29. Opening half minute, second quarter of action. Anna in front, 21-7. Alex Schapp at the helm. Sends a man in motion to the right. Osborne picks his way after getting the handoff. He gets behind one of his blockers up front and drives hard down to about the 18-yard line. He's got 11 or 12 more. Another first for Anna. Ball set down at the Country Day 18. Can Country Day thwart this running attack of Anna? Osborne has been tough to defend so far. Chappie at quarterback, 5 yards behind the line. Osborne to his right. Three receivers, trips to the right. Lone flanker to the left. Here comes a man in motion. Chappie, short drop. Fires, left flat, deflected, knocked away. Outstanding effort by the defensive end, Jude Ratterman for Country Day. Nice play by him. He and Horton were all over it. Horton stands 6'3", 190. It might have been Horton who got a paw on the football and struck it to the turf. Second down and 10 for Anna. Line of scrimmage of the Country Day, 18-yard line. Standout effort by Horton, who is credited with knocking down the forward pass. Here's Osborne. He's around the right side, wants to break it off tackle, can't. He streaks to the boundary beyond the numbers, Indiana bench. And he smacked out of bounds around the 15. He picked up a couple or three, no more than that. Third down, 8 for Anna outside the 15 of Country Day. 10.5 to go here in the second quarter. Anna 21, Country Day 7. A couple big plays here for the Rockets. Anna not a field goal kicking team. I'm sure Anna would go for it from scrimmage. On fourth down, here's Chappie, fakes to Osborne. Oh, a little flat pass. Anna's got the numbers. Blockers out in front. 15, 10, 5, and it's down near the pylon. Yes, a touchdown. It was Ofterhauer, who was flanked to the left. He floated back behind the line after Chappie faked the ball to Osborne, running right. Chappie delivered it to Ofterhauer. And away he went. Touchdown for Anna as the play covered about 17 yards. Chappie to Ofterhauer. Cummins on for the PAT try as Anna leads by 20. Less than 2 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Snap from center is helmet high, ball placed down. Cummins' kick is away, and he knocks a long one right through the uprights. Cummins 4 for 4 on PATs. Anna in the lead, 28-7 early on second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best service a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
We return here to Monroe. Anna Rockets have thrown a curve at Country Day. 4 touchdowns by Anna in less than 14 minutes here in the opening half. 10:26 to go, period number 2. Anna in the lead, 28-7. Kickoff return by Country Day each time has been back to about the 25-yard line or so. Same thing here. And on 1st and 10, it is Gutman, the QB, dancing around in the offensive backfield. He is scrambling. Steps up toward the line of scrimmage, heaves a throw, middle of the gridiron, incomplete up at the Monroe Hornets logo at the 45. Good coverage on the play by Anna, 2nd down and 10 for Country Day. Line of scrimmage is the Nighthawks 27. And with each incompletion, of course, the clock stops, 10:19 to go, second quarter. Anna with a 21-point lead, 9 points away from that running clock differential, which, of course, can't come into play until the second half. Timeout called by Country Day, which faces a 2nd and 10 at the Country Day 27, 28-7, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich
rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
As we return to action, Gutman for Country Day retreats to throw, play action. Boy, he fires a 45-yarder down the middle of the field. Incomplete. Good coverage by Anna. It was Cummins who was one-on-one, man-for-man with Brandon Prophet. And he slapped that ball away at the last instant. And Country Day's got a 3rd and 10. Ball marked for play at their own 27.5-yard line. Line to gain between the 37 and 38. Gutman short drop. Here's a slant. Yes, caught near hash mark, 35. Thrown a little behind Snell, but he reels it in. The play goes for a plus 8. 4th and 2 for Country Day at their own 35. Heavy substitutions here by Country Day, which lines up to punt it. It appears as though Country Day will kick the ball away here in this situation. Watch out for a fake. Three receivers flank left. Low snap, left-footed kick. It is way up in the atmosphere, coming down, plops on the ground at the Rocket 30, takes a rocket hop to the 35, and that's where the Rockets will start. First down, 10 yards to go. It was a punt by Patrick Ramage. Good hang time. Anna begins 1st and 10, 35-yard line in the Rockets' end, leading 28-7, 9:28 to go here in the second quarter. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the whole area. Barker customizes and tailors insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Here's Zach Osborne. In sweep to the right, puts his head down and digs to the 41. He carves out 6. So stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Second down, a little less than 5 for Anna, just over its own 40. Short drop by Shappy. Wide open receiver, 5 yards downfield. Yes, caught. Run after catch for 2 or 3 more. 1st and 10, Anna. New line of scrimmage, 47-yard line. Keith Homan on the reception. 1st down, Anna, 2 yards short of the midfield stripe with 8:48 to go in the second quarter. Anna 28, Country Day 7. A couple of touchdowns by Zach Osborne for Anna. A couple touchdowns by Noah Ofterhauer for Anna. 1, a 20-yard interception run to the end zone. Here's an Anna pass behind the line of scrimmage. Wasn't thrown well, but the Anna receiver for the Anna Rockets, Ofterhauer, comes back to get it. Good catch. 4 yards behind the line. Then Ofterhauer streaks up the near sideline. It is Prophet in chase. He catches him on his heels at the 41. Play good enough for a 1st down for the Rockets. First and 10, 41 of Country Day. 8:28 to go, second quarter. 28-7, Anna. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Alex Shappy at the helm. Slot right. Osborne in motion. And the ball is faked to Osborne. Uh-oh, here's a long throw down near the goal line by Anna Shappy. Receiver is in the area. He's twisting for it. Can't make the catch, though. Good fire downfield, Alex to Aaron. Ball was way up in the air. Single coverage. Incompletion. Second down and 10, Anna. 41 of Country Day. Of course, the clock stops with each incompletion. It's been a pretty lengthy first half of action. 4 minutes gone here in the second. Osborne right up the gut, barrels through a tackler, through another, stays on his feet. Look at him go. High stepping to the 25-20, makes a man miss. He's gone. Osborne takes it to the house, 41 yards for Anna's Osborne. And the Rockets lead at 35-7. I think this is going to be a running clock in the second half. Osborne from 41, he's got three touchdowns in this game. That came with 8 minutes left to go here in the second. Cummins on for his fifth extra point of the night. He is 4-4-4. Three touchdowns, Osborne, two for Ofterhauer. Extra point by Cummins. He puts the foot into it, legs it right between the posts. He's got it. 35-7, Anna. 4 minutes gone, second quarter. Scores, broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Huckleby for Country Day has returned the kickoff from the 14 to the 30. Noah Ofterhauer, who's doing virtually everything tonight for Anna, tripped up the return man. First and 10, Country Day. Flat pass to Hall. Hall has it as a 28, and he turns on the Jets, and he blitzes his way up over the 35, spilled at the 37. Gutman to Hall. It'll be second down and about four to go for Country Day. Four and a half played here in the second quarter. Handoff, offensive backfield to Thomas. Thomas over right guard is piled up at the 40-yard line. Gain of three, and it does enable Country Day to move the chains. 7 or 8 yards on first down, a little better than three on that one. First and 10, Country Day right at the 40. Trips to the left for Gutman, who looks that way. Pitches behind the line of scrimmage to Huckleby. And Anna catches him for a loss. 2 yards behind the line. Woo! Nice catch by Huckleby. But he was met immediately. It was Palmisano, a splendid play. Nicely done by Palmisano, who penetrated across the line of scrimmage and spilled the pass catcher. It'll be second and about 11 when we return. Shaken up player for Country Day. 6:52 to go, second quarter, 35-7 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Here is a nice play by Country Day after the timeout. A flat pass to Prophet near sideline at the 40. And look at him go, dashing down the near boundary in front of the Nighthawks bench as he rips his way to the end of 44, flushed out of bounds by Cummins. First and 10, Country Day, 6:11 to go, second quarter. It is 35-7, Anna. Here is Gutman throwing across the way, other side of the field. It is caught by Snell. Snell wrapped up right now, no gain. Fine play by Anna. Good job by Holman. Second down and 10 for Country Day. Clock running as we near the 6:15 mark of the second period. Anna 35, Country Day 7. Country Day with a couple receivers flanked wide right. Pistol formation for the quarterback, senior Elijah Gutman. He has got Thomas behind him. Thomas gets the nod. Oh, he stood up 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Heck of a play in the middle of that Anna defense as the charge was led up front by Landon Hewitt of Anna. Boy, he was Johnny on the spot as he got a step on the offensive lineman and fled across the line of scrimmage and made the tackle right now. Third down, 14 for Country Day. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 48. 5:20 left to play in the second quarter. Anna way out in front, 35-7. Anna led 14-0 in the first 2 minutes of this game. Two receivers right, one to the left for the quarterback, Gutman. Movement along the line of scrimmage and a timeout called. 5:10 to go in the second quarter, 35-7 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It It is 3rd and 14 for Country Day at the end of 48. Here's the quarterback, Gutman, stumbling back to pass, hits a receiver in the right flat. It's Huckleby. He gets a block, makes a man miss. 45 of Anna, 40 inside it to the Anna 38. Nice play. It results in a 10-yard advance, but a penalty marker is down. It's being brought back. Penalty against Country Day, and the new line of scrimmage will be the 42. Third down all over again, and more like 25 yards to go for a first down for Country Day. Line to gain is over at the Anna 34. Ball marked for play at about the 42 of Country Day. Anna 35, Country Day 7, 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. Much of the offense for Country Day has been pretty lateral, going widthwise across the field, as is the case right here. Gutman way back to pass, lofts a screen into the right flat, caught at the 42, run after catch of the 45-50. It is Snell upended at the Anna 47 as Country Day got back some yardage there. But it sets up a fourth down and 13 to go for a first down. Scoreboard reads 3. Actually, it's 13. The line to gain is down inside the 35. And Country Day will punt. It's Ramage back at his 40. He just barely gets it away. Anna nearly blocked it. Ball lands at the 23 of Anna. And, oh, my goodness, it takes a rocket bounce to the 33. Country Day couldn't pounce on it in time. First down, Anna, officially, Rockets 22, 3:47 to go, second quarter, 35-7, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
On 1st and 10 for Anna from the Rockets 32, Osborne is jammed after a 3-yard gain. And then Anna guilty of a 5-yard pre-snap penalty. And then the Rockets run it right up the gut. It's Osborne. Boy, he won't go down. Stays afloat. Defiant effort by Zach. 35, pulling blue shirts with him all the way to the 39. And it sets up for Anna a third down and about 3 to go for a first down from the 39 of the Rockets. 2.5 to go, first half. 35-7, Anna in the lead. Rockets have played extremely well both sides of the ball. Special teams spot on two. Thus the 28-point cushion. Handoff on the play. It is Osborne galloping. Look at him go. He won't go down. 45-50. Charging to the 46 of Country Day. What an effort by Osborne. As he barged right up the middle for 20. 1st and 10, Anna. On the Country Day side of midfield. Anna up by 28 points. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. We may start the second half of this game with a continuous running clock. Trips to the left. Here is Shappy throwing, wide open receiver near hash mark. It is Ofterhauer catching at the 36, and he has an open space in front but slides. He tripped on his own feet at the 25-yard line. Nonetheless, a big gainer. First down and 10, Anna. Ofterhauer wasn't covered. Forgotten man. So much daylight in front. Noah thought, my goodness, how can this be? And he stumbled over his own feet, but it's a big first down for Anna. 25-yard line of Country Day. 80 seconds to go here in the first half. Anna with the mix-up on the far sideline. Rockets getting a player on late. Timeout called. Anna, 1:19 to go, second quarter. 35-7 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Anna running on first down and 10 from the Country Day 25-yard line. It's Alex Shappy dealing to Aaron. Aaron Shappy bulldogs his way to the 25, 20, 18-yard line. It is second down and two or three to go for a first down. 50 seconds remaining first half. Alex Shappy back to pass, throwing. Open receiver down around the goal line. Oh, it's off the fingertips of the wideout for Anna. It was Alex for Aaron, just off the mark. Not by much. Third and three, Anna. Clock stopped on the incompletion. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter of play. 35-7, Anna. Line to gain here for the Rockets is the 15.5 ball mark for play, just inside the 19. Third down. Two receivers right, man in motion. Here is Shappy, the quarterback, looking middle of the field, end zone, on the ground, low, incomplete forward pass. As the Rockets went for six on that play, could not convert. It was Ofterhauer, who was sprawling on the artificial surface here at Monroe, trying to receive that football, couldn't complete the pass. So it's fourth and three, Anna. Line of scrimmage, 18-yard line of Country Day. Ball snapped to Shappy. End run, Osborne. He's got a block, an angle. He manages to slide through it, and he slips his way down to the 11, the 10. He's got the first down. Knee touchdown outside the 10. First and 10, Anna. Rockets with a timeout. 32 seconds to go, second quarter. 35-7, Anna. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
On first down and 10 for Anna from the Country Day 11. Oh, the Rockets make it look easy. Swing pass right side of the field. Osborne catches on the dead run. 12-10 down the sideline. 5-yard line and into the end zone. Touchdown Osborne for Anna. His fourth TD of the night. It is 41-7 in favor of the Rockets. Final half minute here of the second quarter. Cummins on to kick the PAT, and he hammers it right through, his sixth straight of the evening. Anna 42, Country Day 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Snell, the return man for Country Day on the kickoff, is nabbed at the 18-yard line. Country Day on kick returns has started with very poor field position all night. Kickoff coverage by Anna has been splendid. And on first and 10 from the 18-yard line, Country Day tries a sweep, and it's not blocked well at all. Anna makes the tackle back inside the 15-yard line, penalty marker down. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Face mask call against Anna, which leads 42-7. 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns by our count for Zach Osborne. Tuba Noah Ofterhauer won a 20-yard interception run into the end zone less than 2 minutes into this game. And that was Anna's second score of the night. Scoring in the first 54 seconds on an Osborne 8-yard run after a Nolan Howell fumble recovery. Here's a run from scrimmage by Thomas up the middle for Country Day. It's good to the 30-yard line. Clock ticks down. 3, 2, 1. That is it. The first half has closed. Anna Rockets have stormed to a 42-7 lead at the intermission break. We'll have a continuous clock when we start the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and
three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Well, hello once again. Welcome back to Monroe. 42-7 and a trouncing Country Day after two quarters. Third quarter kickoff about 20 minutes away. Anna will receive to start the second half of this game. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. As I noted, the family salon, we will style. And you'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience and your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Great first half by the Anna Rockets, who led 21-7 after one. Tacked on three more scores in the second period to lead 42-7 here at the intermission break. Anna Rockets band performing quite nicely across the way for the Anna crowd. A good throng here from up north. I would say about half of the far stands filled with Anna spectators who made the trip down here to Monroe in Butler County. About 16 minutes or so away from the start of our third quarter, Anna 42, Country Day 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Holding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. We are here at Monroe, and the Anna Rockets are rolling to a huge win over Cincinnati Country Day. It's 42-7 at the halftime break. We'll have a continuous clock when play resumes. In the third quarter, Anna entered the game tonight 9-3, having won four straight, beating Purcell Marion and Lima Perry in the playoffs. Country Day 11-1. although Country Day has not played near the stringent schedule Anna has. Rockets compete in the Midwest Athletic Conference, losing only to Marion Local, Coldwater, and Minster this year. Country Day 11-1 had come into the game tonight with playoff victories over Deer Park 39-14 and Rock Hill 56-20. Averaging 45 points a game on the year, allowing 21. And Country Day has already given up 42 in two quarters in this game tonight. Their defensive yield all year long per game, 21. And Anna's doubled that in two periods of play. Here's how the Rockets got it done. 21-7 lead after the end of the first quarter. Anna scored with 11:06 to go in the first. An Osborne 8-yard run, Cummins kick was good. Less than 1 minute later, Noah Ofterhauer, 20-yard run into the end zone after pulling down an intercepted pass. Kick again, Cummins good. With 4:30 to go in the first quarter, Osborne 9 more yards as he rumbled into pay dirt. Touchdown, Cummins kick perfect. And the score was 21-0 at that point. Anna did cough up the football, a fumble inside the Rockets' 25. And with a minute two to go in the first quarter, Thomas swerved around left end for Country Day, 10-yard run, thanks to the short field possession. And the extra point kick by Hall was through. And at the end of one quarter, Anna led 21-7. Anna produced three more touchdowns in that second quarter. Ofterhauer, 17-yard catch and run from Chappie. That was with 10:31 to go till halftime. Cummins kick good. 2.5 minutes later, Osborne, a 41-yard jaunt to the end zone as he broke through three or four tacklers and high stepped his way to pay dirt. Cummins knocked the extra point through perfectly. And then Osborne, 11 more yards, touchdown journey by him. It was a swing pass in the flat far side of the field. He caught it several yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he blitzed his way down the right sideline. That came with 29 ticks on the clock left late in the second. Kick by Cummins, good, his sixth in a row. Thus, Anna's in the lead, 42-7 here at the half. Coldwater is playing St. Bernard Elmwood Place tonight. Cavaliers a heavy favorite, just like Anna this evening. And that projecting forward looks like Anna-Coldwater collision course next Friday. And that game we'll cover here on Scores. Broadcast.com. Halftime at Monroe. 7 or 8 minutes before the start of our third quarter, Anna has bolted to a 42-7 cushion over Country Day on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
And we welcome you back here to Monroe, 42-7 Anna on top. Only loss suffered this year by Country Day was at the hands of Cincinnati College Prep, which defeated Fort Loramie 18-7 last Friday night at Finneytown in a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast. That closed out Loramie's season 6-6. Redskins came on toward the end of the year. We talked to head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie earlier this week, and he highlighted the growth of Fort Loramie football in 2024. Spencer, take a look at the season as a whole. Wound up 6-6, a three-game win streak there at the end of the year, overlapping regular season and the playoffs. It's a team which just showed a lot of improvement over the 12 games.
Yeah, I was proud of that. You know, it was a really fun group. We had a great senior class, and at the beginning of the year, to your point, we didn't necessarily compete against the best teams that we were playing. And at the end of the year, even against Grove, we competed for a while. Against Bluffton, we had a great opportunity to have the lead at half and really competed hard against them, found a way to win three straight, get in the playoffs, win a playoff game. So, yeah, we finished with good momentum and was proud of how they fought.
Hey, sometimes as a head coach, as a coaching staff, you've got to adjust over the course of the season to the personnel. Perhaps week one, two, three, you've got a club that you didn't think you were going to have. You got to make some adjustments. And that happened this season, and as a result, the club got better and better.
Yeah, it's wild to look back at how different we were at the end, to your point.
Yep.
We ran a 3-3 stack at the beginning of the year, and we switched to a 4-2-5 as the season went on, and that ended up being a really good move. Thomas Hoying on defense, Lewis Hart at defensive line, he wasn't playing there at the beginning of the year, and just a lot of guys that stepped up on that side. And then offensively, yeah, we were going to try to really pound the ball out of the I formation, and ended up at the end of the year slinging it around more, and we found success doing it. So it just shows, I think, how coachable our guys are. You know, they did a great job buying into some of the changes that we made as the season went on. And I think if you look at – it'd be interesting if you could somehow in another world have our week 12 version of ourselves play our week 1 version of ourselves, because I think it'd be interesting to see what the outcome would be. But, yeah, it definitely was fun to see them improve.
Yeah, good point. You graduate a number of seniors who were major contributors. You will miss them. But looking down the road, 7th and 8th grade had fine seasons for you in football. Lost two games between the two programs. Future's bright. Looking ahead.
Yeah. Yep, we're going to miss the senior class, but yeah, we went 6-3 as a JV, which you know, we were talking the year before, we were 0-9, you know, so made some really good progress there with a lot of the same players, and our junior high teams each went 7-1, had really good seasons, showed a lot of potential. So and just, you know, at that level, more than anything, they're all playing. That's a policy that we have. If you practice, you're going to play. Our junior high coaches do a great job developing them. So it's great when the records pan out, but more important, you could tell that they're developing a passion for football, and I think that's going to pay off down the road.
Spencer Wells, 7th-year head coach, Fort Loramie football. His Redskins wound up 6-6 this year, losing the season finale last Friday night, 18-7, to Cincinnati College Prep, which, as I've noted a couple times tonight, is the only team to beat this Cincy Country Day squad, which is being pummeled tonight by Anna to the tune of 42-7. Those Fort Loramie seniors, by the way, included Ryan Sanders, Ty Kemper, Maxwell Maurer, Gabe Hart. Seniors Cole Barhorst, Thomas Hoying, Darren Kunk, Ashton Ray, a 12th grader. Additional seniors included Lewis Hart, Ben Plyman, and Carter Eilerman. Don't think I missed one. Congrats, kudos to those Fort Loramie football seniors. Understand, just received a note from one of my fine Anna fans that Noah Ofterhauer tonight broke the career receiving yardage record for the Anna Rockets. Congratulations to Noah. He's had a great game tonight, including an interception run back for a score to boot. It is 42-7. Anna running roughshod over Cincinnati Country Day on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
We'd like to remind you that managing your money does not have to be complex. You see, Osgood Bank has checking accounts to fit your lifestyle. And Osgood also offers loans at great rates, not to mention all the benefits you'd expect of larger banks. It's all wrapped up by a hometown bank with outstanding service delivered by a team you trust. So visit osgoodbank.com, osgoodbank.com, and learn more about how we can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And Osgood Bank helps children learn and practice solid financial habits with the Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Through Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. A public address here at Monroe just made the announcement that we are in a continuous clock format at this point. 30-plus point lead for Anna. 35, to be exact. 42-7. And Anna, which kicked off to start the game, receives the ball here at the outset of the third quarter. And the kick by Romage is down to about the 38. Anna falls on it right there. First and 10 Rockets. Continuous clock in play. Of course, you can call a timeout to stop the clock. Clock, I think, comes to a halt after touchdowns, change of possession. But on very few occasions now here over the last two quarters will the clock come to a grinding halt unless Country Day manages to whittle this and a lead to under 30. Here's Osborne, first and 10, 37-yard line. There he goes, blasting outside left tackle. He's on his horse. He's at the 45, 50, out of bounds. Player shaken up for Country Day. 14-yard romp for Zach Osborne, who tallied, by our count, four touchdowns in that first half of action. 42-7, Anna. Ball at the Country Day, 49. And we've already played 90 seconds here in the third quarter. Only a kickoff and one play under our belt. Man in motion for Alex Chappie. Here's the fake to Osborne. Chappie keeps. He puts his head down, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle. 45-40. Oh, look at Chappie go. He angles left sideline, fights off a tackler, and he sheds another. Gone to the house. 49 for Chappie of Anna. Whew, what a run by QB Alex Chappie. Man, oh, man. He looked like a Jim Brown, who may very well be the best NFL player ever lived. But Chappie on that play for Anna here at the high school level tonight at Monroe just shook off one tackler after another, as did Osborne earlier on a run of his from 41 yards away. This one from 49 out for Chappie. Lead is 48-7. Extra point try here by Cummins. Snap from center, kick up and true. He's got it. And it is 49-7 in favor of Anna. I was mistaken. Clock doesn't stop after the touchdown. We played about 3 minutes here in the third. There's the signal from the officials to get it stopped. And I think the men in stripes after the touchdown are wondering why it's continuing to run. Somebody has gotten their wires crossed. Early on, third quarter, Anna 49, Country Day 7 on scores.broadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Oh, once again, kickoff coverage by Anna is outstanding. Return by Huckleby from the 11 for Country Day is good, back up to the 24, and that's it. He is put down right there. First and 10, Country Day trailing Anna 49-7. End sweep to the left. It is Snell trying to get to the edge. Nothing doing. Anna comes bolting through across the line of scrimmage to make the stop. Let's give credit where it is due. Good tackle on the play by Anna. That was Camden Palmisano. He's had a fine performance here tonight at Monroe against Country Day. Palmisano came crashing across the line of scrimmage and spilled the ball carrier for a one-yard loss. Here's Gutman to throw, 5 yards behind the line, spots a receiver up at the line of scrimmage, and it is caught on the play by a Country Day wideout, Prophet, and he scoots up ahead to the 29. He is bumped down right there. Third down, 5 to go for Country Day. Line of scrimmage is at the 29, and we've played 4.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Running clock in play, 49-7 Anna. Here is the QB, Gutman, looking for a receiver. It's a quick slant, complete. It is caught as Gutman hits Prophet up at the 35-yard line. Play good for several yards, a yard to spare, earning Country Day a first down by a couple or 3 feet. Ball smack dab, middle of the field, 35-yard line. Here is the quarterback Gutman giving to Thomas. Thomas over right guard, stuffed for a 1 yard gain at the 37. Ofterhauer in there on the hit. Boy, he's had a fine performance tonight for the Anna Rockets. Right now, our stars of the game sharing it. Osborne and Ofterhauer. Second down, 8 for Country Day. Gutman to throw. Swings it left flat. Whoop, whistles. Pre-snap foul coming up. Clock continues to wind down. We have played half the third quarter. False start called against Country Day. New line of scrimmage. We'll be back at the 32. Second down and 13 yards to go for the Nighthawks. To flank a receiver to the right, Gutman in the pistol. He's at the 28 to take the snap. Fakes the give to Thomas. Gutman keeps. He swarmed at the 31, and he loses a yard. Good tackle by Osborne for Anna. He goes both ways and does a fine job on each side of the ball. That is for sure. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. Country Day confronts a third and 14 from the 31-yard line. Trips to the left for Country Day. Here is the quarterback, Gutman, rolling left. It's a draw. It is Thomas cruising to the line of scrimmage, meets resistance right at the 35. Down he goes, and it's going to be fourth down and 10, maybe just under 10 to go for a first down for Country Day. Hewitt in there on the tackle for Anna. Country Day, nothing to lose. Might as well go for it here as we approach the five-minute mark in the third quarter. No changes made by Country Day, which comes to the line of scrimmage as head coach Dennis Coyle signals in the play with a series of mechanics. Rolling out to the right, it's Gutman looking back over the middle against the grain, and he missed his receiver at the 45. Oh, it was a yard wide, intended on the play for Huckleby, and Anna takes over as Country Day coughs up the football on downs and a possession at the Country Day 36. Final four and a half of the third quarter. Second half will be quickly played. We've got a continuous clock in motion. 49-7, Anna on top. Rockets led 21-7 after one, and then 42-7 at the halftime break. Anna's already scored here in the third quarter. Shappy to the line of scrimmage, or is that a quarterback change for Anna? I think it is. Running play right guard for Anna, good for about 3. That was Wyatt Howell, a 5'8", 150-pound sophomore running back in for Anna, as head coach Nick Marino has made wholesale changes here on offense. Final 4 minutes, third quarter, Anna 49 and Country Day 7. Rockets want to make sure they get through this game with no more than a few bumps and bruises, and that's it. Likely opponent next week for Anna, Coldwater, at a neutral site to be determined. And that's the game we'll cover more than likely on scoresbroadcast.com. New quarterback in for Anna, excuse me. New QB in for the Rockets is Logan Ziegenbusch, 5'9 freshman who wound up keeping the football. He danced around the right side, cut it back against the flow, and he wriggled his way down to about the 27-yard line, very close to a first down. Good effort by Ziegenbusch. Third and 1 for Anna. Ball in the middle of the field between the hash marks. Final 3 minutes, third quarter. Anna 49 and Country Day 7. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, two to the right. No doubt a running effort here. Ziegenbusch gives it straight ahead, and the Rockets pile drive the rush to the 20, down to the 19. It's Wyatt Howe as he pounds away from his fullback spot and earns the first down inside the Country Day 20. 2:30 left to go here in the third quarter. 49-7, Anna. Rockets with two receivers left, two to the right for the freshman Ziegenbusch at QB. Oh, the snap is low. It's on the ground. Howell alertly recovers it behind Ziegenbusch and then picks it up and has the presence of mind to bolt forward back across the line of scrimmage for a pickup of one. Second down and nine for Anna at the 18 of Country Day with 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Anna on top, 49-7. Receivers left and right for the Rockets. Ziegenbusch, who's in at QB for Alex Chappie. Here is a run, right tackle, and Country Day's all over it at the 16-yard line. Robinson from his defensive end post made the hit for Country Day. That sets up a third and nine for Anna at the Nighthawks 16-yard line. Out of the game at QB is senior quarterback Alex Chappie, replaced by Logan Ziegenbusch at the helm. He stuffs the ball into the tummy of Howell. Look at him go. He's got an opening between guard and center. He chugs to the five, stays on his feet. He's got it. Touchdown, Wyatt Howell. 1:06 to go here in the third. Anna's in the lead, 55-7. On is Cummins for the extra point. Nice run by Howell right up the middle as he took it, what, the final 15 yards? I didn't make a note. We'll give him 15 on the play. Touchdown run by Howell. Extra point effort here by Cummins, and he is looking for his eighth in succession tonight. Good snap from center. Kick is up. This one not artistic. It's a low liner, but it's in the middle. It's good. 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna Rockets 56, Country Day 7 on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, we welcome you back here to Monroe. Anna will kick it off, but before it happens, the clock winds down. Anna can't get the boot away. Continuous clock goes to zero. Third quarter's in the books. Anna 56, Country Day 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And the kickoff by Shappy of Anna is returned by Prophet of Country Day from the 16 to the 25, 26-yard line, first and 10. And it's a draw play to Thomas. Look at him go right up the middle. He was dealt the ball by Gutman. Thomas across the 45-50 into Anna's end. And running downfield against second-string reserves for Anna is Lee Thomas, a big gainer, as he took it on the play from the 25 over to the Anna 30. First and 10, Country Day. Opening minute of the fourth quarter of this game. Anna in the lead, 56-7. Here's a short pass complete on the play to Huckleby. It's a slant. He spears it at the 24-yard line, stays on his feet, and scrambles down to about the 19. Very close to a first down. Move the sticks. He's got it. Here's Gutman, handoff, middle of the field. Right up the center goes Thomas. Wide open, touchdown, Country Day. 10:37 left to go here in the game. 19-yard run by Thomas through the middle. And it is now a 56-13 game. That running clock nowhere near being in jeopardy because the lead for Anna is still 43. Country Day would have to bring the deficit down below 30 in order for the running clock to come off. Here is the extra point try by the Nighthawks. Good snap from center. Ball is spotted down, kicked up and through. It's good. 56-14 Anna. 9:57 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, it's a pop-up kickoff by Country Day, caught by Anna. Nicely done on the play by the Rockets. Zebediah Plyman at about the 43-yard line. First and 10, Anna. Continuous clock. 9:53 to go, fourth quarter. Anna 56 and Country Day 14. Like to remind you all about A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi. It established its brand way back in 1986 with a single customer. Today, four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 businesses all across Ohio, including 60 of them less than 75 miles away. Now, these regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for the high-quality education and great variety of sports programs our local schools provide. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Anna is penalized after a kickoff return here on the first play from scrimmage. It is first and 25 for Anna. Rockets have it at their own 33. Final 8:50 of this game. Continuous clock running. Anna with a 42-point lead. Ziegenbusch in at quarterback. Howell has been the primary running back. Ziegenbusch wants to throw, and the pocket collapses, and he's caught at the 32, lost a yard. And it will be second down and 25 to go for Anna. Ball marked for play at the Rockets 32. Hey, don't forget about O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y in Rushi. We will grind your first 10 tools free, typical turnaround a week. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. More about O'Reilly in a moment. Ziegenbusch and Anna to the line of scrimmage. 8 for Country Day in the box. Anna runs it for no gain. So it's going to be third down and 24 or 5 to go for a first down. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Accepting applications at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And if you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly Machine Tool Services and Scores Broadcast for all the exciting action. Well, Ziegenbusch back to pass on third and more than 20. No one open, but he's got an open area far side of the field along the numbers, and he runs it for about 20 yards. We've got a pile up near the 50, and two or three flags fly. Tempers flaring a little bit with 6:40 to go in the game, and Anna leading 56-14. Big step off coming up against Anna at the point where Ziegenbusch was finally tackled. And the new line of scrimmage for the Rockets is going to be back inside the Anna 30. This game has been put to bed now since late in the first half, maybe as early as the initial first few minutes of that second quarter. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Homebuyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Homebuyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. That's fmbank.com. Anna throwing on third and 27. Middle of the field incomplete. Clock running. Anna will have to punt the football with just over 5 to play here in the fourth. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website over the next few days as we will be promoting our next football broadcast on Friday night. More than likely, Anna against the Coldwater Elmwood Place winner, more than likely the Coldwater Cavaliers, who were heavily favored in that game. More than likely, we will have Anna and Coldwater for you as Anna punts from its own 15, return from the 42 by Country Day. Tackle made by Anna at the 45 with 4:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. As we look down the road, we may have high school basketball for you as early as November 22nd or November 27th, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. The Rushi boys entertain St. Henry to open up Rushi's new beautiful gymnasium. We could very well have that broadcast for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Coldwater, more than likely our football coverage next week. 4.5 to play in the fourth. Here is Country Day faking the run. Here's a pass downfield, wide open receiver, uncovered by Anna at the 25, and run in for a 54-yard touchdown pass. Nicely done on the play by the QB, Gutman to Snell, but ineligible receiver downfield against Country Day takes the 6 points off the board. Under four to play here in the fourth. Beautifully designed. Anna was sucked in. Good play action. Fine fake in the offensive backfield by Country Day. Drew the defensive backs from Anna up. And the ball was thrown over the top to Snell for a 54-yard score. But it is negated by the penalty against Country Day. It's not been a good night for the Nighthawks. Oh, here's another long bomb of Country Day down the middle for Snell again. It is incomplete down around the 25-yard line as Country Day continues to go for broke. The incompleted passes don't stop the clock, though. It is continuous. 3 minutes remain, fourth quarter. 56-14 in favor of Anna. And we may only have time enough for two or three more plays here in the fourth quarter. Country Day to the line of scrimmage, second down, and about 16 to go for a first down. And the quarterback for Country Day elects to run. And it's Gutman, gets back over the line of scrimmage, dragged down from behind. Gutman on the keeper, small advance, picked up maybe a half yard. It is going to be third down, about 16 to go for a first down for Country Day. Gutman finds an open receiver in front of a cornerback at the 46. Run after catch to the 50 by Profit. Another penalty marker with 2 minutes to go in the fourth. And Anna in the lead, 56-14. Hey, don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Big savings around the clock, 24-7, 365 days of the year. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty. Now 15% off. And don't forget big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. I have seen them up close in person, and those solid wood raised panel cabinets are beautiful, as well as the white and gray shaker cabinets, which are 1/2 the cost of what the big box stores charge. Go to Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Big savings, high quality. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service. At your Pro Hardware store, we make buying hardware easy. Well, up on third and long, Country Day wants to throw incomplete near sideline into the Nighthawks bench. 45 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Fourth down, Country Day. 56-14, Anna. Gutman rolling right. looking back middle of the field. He's under duress. Down he goes at the 31, and that may finish off this ball game. Change of possession, though, does bring the clock to a halt with 28 ticks remaining. Anna will come to the line of scrimmage for a final play or two. And that, for all intents and purposes, does it. Rockets will kneel down, and that'll be the end of the fourth quarter. And we'll conclude the four periods of play here tonight. Anna led 21-7 after one, 42-7 at the half, and the Rockets steamroll to a 56-14 triumph, easily done over Country Day here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, the Anna Rockets rack up a total of 8 touchdowns in this game tonight. 4 by Zach Osborne, 2 by Noah Ofterhauer. A run from scrimmage of 49 yards by quarterback Alex Chappie. And off the bench for Anna in this game, a nice TD run by Howell, Wyatt Howell, a 5'8 sophomore, 150-pounder, came in as the Rockets emptied the bench over the last two quarters. Howell with a touchdown jaunt. And as I said, Anna generates 8 touchdowns, 8 successful PATs by Cummins of Anna, and a couple of scores by Country Day, one late in the first quarter, and a touchdown for Country Day coming in the last 4 minutes or so of this game on a pass play down the middle of the field. Anna wins it by a final tally of 56-14. Anna's next opponent, more than likely Coldwater, which played St. Bernard Elmwood Place tonight. That is a team that finished second to Country Day in the gray division of the Miami Valley Conference this year. Anna Coldwater next Friday night, site to be determined, a neutral one. And more than likely, that will be our feature game of the week next Friday, airtime 6:20, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Easy for me to say, 7 o'clock. Stars of this game, Zach Osborne and Noah Ofterhauer, were splendid. As I mentioned earlier tonight, thanks to a text I received, Ofterhauer broke the career receiving yardage record total here at Anna with his receptions here tonight. He also had a 20-yard run to the end zone after catching an interception. Way to go, Noah. He and Zach Osborne are stars of this game. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's. Just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapa. In Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies, like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face, and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, the Anna Rockets go to 10-3 on the year. 9-3 entering the game tonight. 5-game win streak for Anna, as the Rockets will no doubt prepare for Coldwater. Didn't hear a final score, but Coldwater was a big-time prohibitive favorite over St. Bernard Elmwood Place tonight in another Division VI Southwest Region semifinal, setting the stage for the region final next week at a site to be determined at a neutral stadium. Could be Lima, Wapakoneta, Sydney, any one of those three. Coldwater and Anna next Friday evening. A kickoff at 7, airtime at 6:20, as Anna advances to 10-3 on the year. 5 wins in a row for the Rockets, who played splendidly tonight and took the game right away from Country Day early on with a couple touchdowns scored by Anna in the first 2 minutes, and then it was a coast. Anna cruised the rest of the way, led 21-7 at the end of one quarter, 42-7 at the half, and then it was a continuous clock format for the third quarter and the fourth as well. Country Day winds up 11-2 on the season, only losses to Anna and to Cincinnati College Prep. We salute the seniors for Country Day, Bryce Snell, Elijah Gutman, Ryan Coyle, son of head coach Dennis Coyle, Lee Thomas, a senior on this year's edition of Country Day, Jack Monroe, Patrick Ramage, Jude Ratterman, Jack Monroe, Zachary Chen, also a senior, Reed Horton, too. Thanks so much to Country Day for rolling out the red carpet this past Monday. I visited the campus, sat down, had a lengthy conversation with Coach Coyle. I took a quick tour of the Country Day campus, and it is a well-kept secret tucked into the northeastern part of Hamilton County, just off of 71, between 71 and 275, if I can best recall. Actually, it was south of 275, closer to it than 71, but a splendid campus, fun to be there. Country Day, though, licking its wounds now after Anna thumped them 56-14. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our future updated schedule. Thanks so much to Derek Olding alongside our engineer this evening. And you, our online audience, for tuning in. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Monroe. Final score in this Division VI regional semifinal game. Anna 56, Country Day 14.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.